Welcome to Bo Sanchez Radio. Thank you so much for making me a part of your life.
Do you want to be happy? Do you want to have joy in your life? Mm. Then you must have deep friendships. I'm not kidding. If you want to experience peace, you know, life is hard. So you need to have deep friendships. But in order to have deep friendships, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you able to talk freely about your feelings to two or three or four or five people in your life? Are you able to expose the secrets and the garbage and the things in your life that you're ashamed to talk about to a few confidants? My dear friends, this is the only way to have deep relationships in your life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. This is going to be a game changer. You're going to be so blessed. Listen and experience God speaking to you today. So, we talked about deep friendships. And this whole week, we're going to talk about it. And I said that the first step, step number one, and we talked about that yesterday in Full Tank, prioritize relationships. If a person is important to you, you're going to put that person in your schedule, in your weekly schedule. You're going to make time. You're not going to look for time. You don't say, I have no time to spend, you know, time with my this or that person. No, no, no. You make time. If that person is important, prioritize relationship. Do I hear an amen? Okay. Step number two is what we're going to talk about today. You need to cultivate openness. And this is where I'm going to share. I'm going to share a little bit about my story, okay? But when you think about, like when I think about the people in my life that have deep friendships, they know how to have deep friendships. Guess what? They come in all shapes and sizes. They are introverts. They are extroverts, you know? They are very friendly and sociable people. And other people are very, some of them are shy. Some of them are old. Some of them are young. Some of them are educated, doctorate degrees. Some of them are not educated, no high school diploma. But these people have deep friendships because you see it, it's similar. You see it in all their lives. They know how to be open. They know how to be transparent to their trusted friends. This is where I'm going to share my story. So I'm your typical guy that if I have a problem, I will go to my man cave and I will solve my problem. I will think, I will tinker, I will write down the options. And then when I have a solution after 2 days or 3 days of thinking, then I will go to my wife and I will tell her, you know, I've been bothered by this problem and well, I thought about a solution. So that was me, Bo Sanchez 1.0, husband 1.0. Thanks be to God, as the years went by, I changed recently. So, really, it takes a long time to change. Now, OMG, I don't do that anymore. When something bothers me, when I'm afraid, when I'm worried about something, go to my wife. I do! And I go to my man cave later, but I actually go to my wife and I say, sweetheart, can you pray for this? I'm bothered by this. I'm worried about this. And I share. She listens. She prays, you know. And then I feel so light. It's like the heavy load on my shoulders was halved, you know. Oh, magana. Beautiful. And I'm telling you, when you have a spouse as a best friend, if you have... And I go to my brothers also. My brothers in the Lord. I don't have a blood brother, but I go to my brothers in the Lord, my best friends, and I share to them what's in my heart. It's amazing. You need that. You really do. Okay, how? Little by little. When you're able to do that little by little, I'm not asking you to just go in and share everything, but if you can share, do that little by little, you yourself will experience how good it is to be transparent, to be open to the few confidants in your life. Our gospel for today is about Mama Mary and Jesus. Can you just think with me how beautiful this relationship was? For 30 years without a public ministry yet, they lived together. Tradition says that Joseph died early. So it was Jesus and Mary. Have you ever imagined how close and how transparent this relationship was. I bet it was very, very close. And then on the cross, our gospel for the day, Jesus bequeaths his mother to John. You know, John, behold your mother. You know, mother, woman, behold your son. And John represented us, all the disciples. And Jesus was saying, now you have a mom too. You know, that's why as Catholics, we believe that we have a mom. We do, the mother of Jesus. It's a very rich tradition in Israel, you know, where the queen mother, do you know that in ancient times, the queen was not the wife of the king, in at least in that part of the world, but it was the mother of the king. That was the mother queen. And she is our mother queen. I'm just bringing this up, that at the end of the day, following God is about relationships. It is. It's about our relationships here in the human level, having these people in our lives, and God wants us to be close with them and open to them. And He also has these beautiful spiritual relationships, right? You know, when you follow Jesus, you insert yourself in a family, a kingdom, a beautiful spiritual family. We've got a mother, and you've got saints, and you've got... Anyway, we're going to continue talking about deep friendships this week, right? And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to express affection. And the following day we're going to talk about how to create space in our friendships. It's going to be powerful, because it's going to be beautiful. Come and pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Say this: thank you, Lord, for my friendships, for my relationships. Lord, teach me how to be more transparent, how to be more open. Even little by little, guide me so that I will enjoy deep, beautiful friendships. Amen. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wow, it's been so good. Share this video to as many people as possible. Write your comments below, because I love reading them. And I want you to become a full-time supporter to help me share God's love. Many people still need to hear it, and help me in my mission. If you want to do that, you will receive full-time Saturday and full-time Sunday as my way of saying thank you. Click the link below this video that says support now. And you can also click the button join in YouTube. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining me in another episode of Bo Sanchez Radio. I pray for more abundance for your life.